the sons of Colonel Franklin, which I think we all should familiarize ourselves with, and I have become a little familiar with them in this particular time of living in Chandler, and I think all of them.
Hardy and the boys picked up their guns and went off to war to preserve a way of life. Their daddy worked so hard for up to the north to serve under General Lee. Their blood made the mud in that Virginia field. Reamer came home with the news his brothers had died. Had walked the whole way in shock of what he'd done and the pain that lived inside. Living off apples along the way he picked by hand, he kept all the seeds that he planted in the red Georgia sand. Today there stands an orchard on that homeland, and it's a long freedom, it's a long walk to freedom. Why did those men give up their lives to fight a war that would only compromise the future of their families? Who might have they been? How many more cousins would they have if the war didn't begin? And it's a long walk to freedom. It's a long walk to freedom. Surrendered and gave up his sword, Reamer had to bury his brothers in that ground. Three young men had traveled from Georgia to the north. Now two of them had given up their lives cause of the war. And it's a long walk to freedom. It's a long walk to freedom. It's a long freedom is love.